The heaviest rainfall from Tropical Depression Florence is likely over for the Charlotte region. Still, rivers are expected to crest later this week, and more soaked trees will likely fall. Downed trees and power lines are scattered throughout Charlotte, but as WFAE's Steve Harrison reports, there's not widespread damage from wind or rain. He spoke with people throughout the city Sunday afternoon.
In Steel Creek in southwest Charlotte, which doesn't have a large tree canopy, there were only a few fallen limbs. The area looked as though a normal summer rainstorm had passed through, but Shopton Road was closed because of a downed power line. Shopton was one of 18 roads closed throughout Mecklenburg County Sunday afternoon due to downed power lines, trees, or water. At 3:30 p.m. Sunday, Captain Rob Cannon of the Charlotte Fire Department believed the worst was over.
I think we're closing in on that. The weather forecast had reported that the heaviest rain was going to be around 2 p.m., and we saw that. As I look out the window, the rain has decreased, and they're calling for it to decrease, I think, for the rest of the weekend.
Cannon said South Mecklenburg had received about 10 inches of rain, compared with about 4 inches in the north part of the county. He said flooding can still be a problem even after the rain ends.
What we have to really remind folks of, as far as our public safety message, is even though the rain may be slacking off a little bit, you may see water not as high as it was, 2 hours ago. It's still very dangerous. So we don't recommend people driving through. We certainly don't recommend people driving around a closed road.
At North Tryon and 16th Street, there had been 3 or 4 feet of water earlier in the day. That water was mostly gone Sunday afternoon. There were Duke Energy crews throughout the city working to restore power. At the Black Hawk Hardware in the Park Road Shopping Center, employee Vicki Coggins said people without power were looking for batteries.
And power's going out now with the trees falling down, and so of course they were looking for flashlights. Batteries that we don't have.
Closer into Charlotte's center city, there were more signs of destruction. The second floor of a house on Queens Road West was crushed by a fallen oak tree. Hanson Drive in Myers Park was closed as an offshoot of Briar Creek had covered the road with a few feet of water. One high school student, Lucas Picone, took a skimboard into the muddy water Sunday.
Me and my friend took skimboards out. We might as well. It was flooded. The deepest it got was probably like 4 feet. 4 feet over by the stop sign over there. Over there in the creek, it's about 12 feet.
Nearby, the Doral apartments off Monroe Road were dry. Those apartments had significant flooding 10 years ago from Briar Creek during Tropical Storm Fay. On Sunday, Briar Creek was raging, but floodwaters had not risen high enough to reach the apartments. Amanda Freeman, who lives at the Doral, thought there would be more water.
The storm hasn't been as bad as I assumed it would get, to be honest. The winds are nowhere near as bad.
Charlotte Douglas was ramping up again, with American Airlines and other carriers restoring flights. At 11 a.m. Sunday, about half of American's flights were canceled or delayed, but a number of flights were running as scheduled. For WFA News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.